We welcome our guest, Pastor Jones, to the Gospel Spotlight at Star 94.1. Pastor Jones, how are you, sir?
I am awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm awesome.
Wow. You have an awesome task of putting together a project for Bishop Eddie Long. How did that come about?
To be honest with you, I actually came to him with the vision of doing the Kingdom, which is Bishop Long and Friends album. And the one thing he said to me, he said that when I laid the vision out to him, that his baby leaped. And he said, all I want is somebody to help me have my baby leap. So we knew right then and there this project was going to be great in destiny.
Wow.
So I just really brought him the vision and said, hey, I think this is what we should do to make an impact in the gospel world, in the world period, to be honest with you. And he was excited about it. I laid it out, and he wanted to do it.
Who do you have on the album?
Oh, we have the incredible Mary. We have Ty Tribbett, the phenomenal Dorinda Clark Cole, and we have a new group that we're introducing called the G-Dubs. It's spelled G-W, but we call them G-Dubs, God's Worshippers.
Okay. Our guest is Pastor Jones. Pastor Jones, how did you manage to get Mary and Ty Tribbett to buy in on the project?
Oh, favor from the Lord. Favor from the Lord. But I come from the secular background, you know, before I got saved and became a pastor, so they pretty much knew who I was as an executive producer and a producer from what I've done in the secular world. And let's factor in the fact that I told them it was for Bishop Eddie Long, and they really was excited about that.
Okay. Hey.
So it kind of all came together when I reached out to them, and I just flew out to each of them cities, which we have a DVD coming out showing that behind the scene. I flew to each one city, and I recorded them in the studio. So it was a great experience.
When you were in the secular world, you worked for Def Jam, I think.
Yes, I was. I was the vice president of Def Jam Records, yep.
Vice president of Def Jam Records.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
That yes, must have been very interesting.
Hey, I always tell my story how I got saved. I actually got saved being the vice president, and they thought I was crazy. They said, "What are you? Why are you saved? You don't need Jesus. Like, you know, you got everything. You got money. You got cars. You know, you got everything. What do you need Jesus for?" And I always explained to them back then that there was a void I had. You know, all that stuff still didn't fill the void. And when I got saved, the void was filled, and that was something special to me. And I said, I'll never let this go. So it was interesting. It really was. Here I am working, just got saved and serving the Lord and telling DMX what to do.
Wow. Man. That takes me back a while, because before I got saved, I was doing hip-hop, right?
Okay.
And I remember, you know, Russell Simmons forming the label. I remember some friends working for the label, Kevin Lyle.
Uh-huh, yep.
I remember DJ Ebony.
Yep, yeah.
Wes, I don't know if you knew Wes Johnson.
Of course I know Wes Johnson.
Wes Party Johnson.
Wes Party Johnson. Great friend of mine. Great friend of mine.
Yeah. So at the time, like I said, I was in secular, and I was playing hip-hop music. And it's interesting how you and I are coming together like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it is. God is awesome, though. He's awesome. He does that. I always say to myself, I said, God, you mean you had this planned 20 years ago? You knew what you was doing. I thought I was doing one way, you know, and he put me another way. I mean, prior to that, I was the vice president of Uptown Records, so Puffy, Sean Combs, and I worked very close together for
okay.
years.
Wow.
You know, before Russell, I was the last executive that Russell Simmons actually hired.
Okay.
So I've been, you know, when I say, I look back, and even when they look back, they say, oh, my God, we can't believe you're a pastor now.
Hey.
And they're good friends of mine even to today. And I know when they're calling me, because the truth of the matter is they're in shock, and they can't believe it. But when they see it, they say, this is real, because we knew you win.
Hey, I'm telling you, it is unbelievable. Did you ever think, because before I made my transformation, the first thing I said, you know, when God gave me a vision to do gospel, I said, oh, man, I'm just not going to make enough money. I'm not going to do it. Did you ever feel that way?
Hey, man, you preaching now. Come on now. You want to offer? You great. You are preaching now. Well, first of all, I fell into I was a minister, and then I became an elder. So I went through the ranks to become a pastor, and at my local church I served and everything. But I never wanted to really do ministry full time, because I've always felt like, you know, well, you know, there's not enough money. You know, I mean, the secular world, it looked like it made so much money compared to the gospel arena. I said, God, I can't do this. I can't afford my lifestyle. My lifestyle is heavy. I said, you want me to turn out these checks and do it for the kingdom? But I tell you what I've learned. The favor of the Lord is not fair. And it took a while for me to understand. I fought it. I wasn't one of them guys that just rolled into it. I mean, it was, you know, he had a noose around my neck, and he was dragging me, and I was barely breathing.
You know? Oh, yeah.
But when I finally came in, look what the Lord has did. He blessed me with my own record label through Koch E1 Entertainment. He said, wait a minute, you're going to be the one that's going to do all gospel. Now every gospel in the acting world is calling me. Because they're saying, we want to sign with your label because you understand. But I didn't know that 15 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a big, to answer your question, it was a big, I didn't want to do it. I fought because of the financial. You look at the financial on paper, and it looks different from the actual financial dealing with the gospel arena. But I believe it's going to change even with the financial. I believe as we make better music and as we become great with our craft, that our music is designed to reach the world. And when I say reach the world, the material that we put out there as gospel, this is a genre and period, is more effective to me than any music, because what you're doing, you're changing lives.
That is true.
You are changing lives. So I want to encourage others that, you know, making that transition from you know, working in the secular world, and now you're full-time, you're working for God, that don't worry about the numbers. God will make the difference up.
My follow-up question, and you may have answered that, why is it that in the past few years, folks like Mary Mary, Ty Tribute, Yolanda Adams, Marvin Sapp, why is it that mainstream or secular radio is just embracing gospel music?
Well, that's a good question. I just got the phone with a bunch of program directors across the country, and I was at a conference I was just at 2 weeks ago, and this has been said, and this is truly a wave that's taking place, that gospel music is becoming the brand new adult contemporary music.
Wow.
Gospel music is becoming the new. It's almost like it's taken over where we don't, they don't have anything to listen to. Because you got to think about it. Once you get past 25, 30, you know, you start looking at your life as a whole. Like, you know, I got to make sure I'm getting myself together. And this gospel music is coming in those stations, and it's giving people direction, even for the folks that don't go to church. You haven't been to church, but you hear this song on a secular station. Now you say, wait a minute, you know what? This is God. I got to go find me a place to praise. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
So it's becoming the, and this is from miles of the industry, it's becoming the new AC music, and this is why it has such an impact on people, because people want to hear something different. You know, they're no longer 15, you know?
That's true. That's true.
They want to hear something that has substance to it, you know? And God, the Yolanda Adams and the Mary Marys, and I love them all. They're bringing substance in their music because they're bringing the message. And anytime you bring Jesus, you're bringing in substance.
Pastor Jones, what are some songs should we look out for on this new? First of all, what's the name of the project?
The name of the project is Bishop Eddie Long and Friends, The Kingdom, Volume 1. This is just Volume 1.
Okay. Oh, man.
We got Volume 2 and Volume 3.
No!
And this is Volume 1. And to answer your questions on some of those songs, some of these songs are phenomenal. I can't even begin to start. You have Mary Mary song. Oh, it's incredible. You have Ty Tribbett. Dorinda Clark Cole. You have Bishop Eddie Long singing on one of the songs. Yes, I said it first.
What? Bishop Eddie Long singing on
Bishop
one of the songs?
Bishop Eddie Long is singing on one of the songs. Actually, it's the title track of the album called The Kingdom. And he is the main voice singing on that record.
Oh, come on now. I know him from preaching, writing books.
Yeah, but you get ready to see his side. You get ready to see his different side, and it's awesome. I'm telling you, it's awesome. So I want y'all to get ready, fasten your seatbelts. I really believe it's going to bless people because he's really talking about the kingdom.
So when what's the drop date for that?
The drop date is May 19th. Tuesday, May 19th.
Tuesday, May 19th.
That's when the album hits the stores. And look, you know I'm old. I keep saying album.
Hey. I'm with you.
That's when the CD hits the stores on May 19th all over the world. Every single store you can imagine it will be at.
Okay. And finally, what expectation do you have for this CD?
I just want to reach everybody. When I say everybody, I mean saved as well as the unsaved. You know, one thing I told Bishop Long when I came with this project, I said, Bishop, we don't want to recycle. We want to reach the lost. And with this, and to be honest with you, music can go, I always believe, music goes much further than from the pulpit.
Hey, most definitely. Our guest, Pastor James Jones, who is doing a phenomenal thing in gospel. He has enlightened us. And yes, he's let us know that the new AC music is gospel. You heard it first. It's gospel. Well, Pastor, it's been a pleasure. May God continue to bless you, everything you touch, your ministry, your company. And if there's anything we can do, we're here for you.
Hey, I appreciate it. Love y'all all for it. God bless, man.
God bless you. Pastor James Jones, our guest on Star 94.1.